The scouts have just decided that they want their scout building back, fed up of it looking like a preschool.
So what now for you?
At the moment, we're under the threat of closure, purely because we can't find anywhere that's got a space indoors and outdoors, unfortunately.
So obviously you've got youngsters who come here. Tell us a little bit about the preschool.
Well, we've been up and running for about 12 years. We average about sort of 10 children a session. We're open all day, every day, morning and afternoon. We cater for families from all of the areas, not just the local area. We have children from Hindringham and some that come from Bacton. So we're quite busy.
And I understand you try and sort of keep it affordable for the youngsters.
We do. We try and keep it low cost for the families. We're only £16.25 a session a day. So it's just so it's affordable, because as a young family, I found it really difficult to find childcare that I could afford. So I started my preschool purely to help parents get back into work.
Have you had any hope of finding anywhere?
With the article in the paper the other day, we've had a few interests. Nothing spot on at the moment, but we've had a few people sort of say, oh, actually, we might have. So fingers crossed.
Are you going to keep the search going if anyone's listening?
Yeah, oh, definitely, yeah. Yeah, I mean, definitely. I mean, there's nothing set in stone at the moment, so it could all fall through. So hopefully we would find, we'll keep looking.
And obviously important, particularly for families. I mean, you're quite close to Suffield Park here.
Yes, yeah, we are. All our children this year, though, are off to the Belfry. So we'd like to sort of keep in between the two. So it'd be quite nice to have that.
Okay, well, I suppose it's a case of fingers crossed now.
It is, hopefully, yeah. Yeah, hopefully something will turn up. So, definitely fingers crossed.